Not all of them, though. Used to, I mean, years now, back when. Well, when I was not well old enough to remember all about it, they, people then would they'd take a week off in a year, you know, usually in July when they got the crops done and covered, you know. And they'd go to church on the day and then go overnight, you know, go home with each other. Eat
it
like that. Now they don't do that anymore, you know.
I remember Daddy telling me about that.
Yeah, they
had this trunk. You probably did this too, and I got it and let me have it. It was this old just trunk.
Yeah, the old big steamer.
They used put food pies,
yeah.
Stuff in the top.
Cook them full. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me
about that. Put it in the wagon and go.
Yeah. They enjoyed it, looked like. These preachers, these old-timers, they really tell it to them, you know, get up there and hear miles. You know.
Have you always lived this close to the church?
No, not always. No.
It could get kind of bad if you didn't go one Sunday. Everybody know you didn't go because they see your truck over here.
I don't know it. Yeah, that's right. They check up on for a while.
How many children do you, Miss?
We don't have any.
You don't have any children. Let's see what we've got here. Let's see if it plays first. If I can turn it on. What about the baptism?
Yeah, we go to the river, to the little river to baptize. There's always, you hear people shout. They go to baptize and they all go to shout back in their hands.
And the people that won't show up?
Yeah. They baptize that swift water. I see.
I'd yell too.
Gangs of 8 and 10, they'll line up, you know.
All to be baptized at one time?
Yeah. Well, they all were then watered once. They just take one and baptize the other. Some preachers really soak them out of the tube.
You think they got a kick out of that all in your under?
They put them down the bottom.
What would they do afterwards?
They would come back to church then give them a Christian fellowship, you know. All shake hands with them. They don't, they do that yet here, you know. Some. They baptized in right there, the bridge down there. As you go back.
Oh, right, yeah, right in here.
Yeah.
We found a place yesterday I had never seen before. It was a waterfall place up in our lake.
Yeah.
It must be where a lot of the water comes into that lake. And it's got an old covered bridge, kind of, not covered, but an old arch.
Oh, yeah, that's up there close to Crow Creek. Now that, that's what they call it, Crow Creek, and they had lots of land back in there and flat. And all these Gregs, they all moved out from up there. They come down here to this country now.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't know why. It's a pretty country up there.
Oh,
3 miles up that creek there.
So
and it's level.
It wasn't too level. It was hard getting up there.
Lots of old walnut trees and things up in there yet. Lots of deer up in there now. Not close along from the road there. I don't know why they call it Crow Creek. You can see lots of crows up that way though. You just notice them, you know, lying around.
Crow Creek. Why do you think the
well, they live in this county.
I didn't know they moved until recently.
Well,